Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Philippians chapter 2. Today's reading is going to start in verse 1 and end in verse 11. In this devotional series, we will be going over the four letters that Paul wrote while he was under house arrest by the Romans, which is talked about in the book of Acts chapter 28 verses 16 through 31 from our last devotional series. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the Holy Text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 1, is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ? Any comfort from His love? Any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others, too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Once again, that was Philippians chapter 2 verses 1 through 11 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. Jesus gives us an attitude solution, even if we don't think we have an attitude problem. We can have encouragement from belonging to Christ, comfort from being loved, and unity from the Holy Spirit. When we have these attitudes, we have God's strength, and our hearts become tender and compassionate. Jesus humbled himself to the point of death, following God's will, and was exalted back to his throne in heaven. Jesus is the risen one. When we focus on him and imitate him, our attitudes change. Here is a secret in life. Our attitudes follow our actions. Too often we are waiting to, quote, feel, end quote, like doing what is right. Actions are a matter of will, and once we decide to do what is right, our attitudes will follow. It can be hard to have a good attitude, especially when life beats us up. But our attitudes can change based on what we are focused on and what we choose. If we focus on Christ, His love, and how He humbled Himself to death, we can have His attitude. If we choose to follow Jesus, even when it is hard, we can have His strength to overcome. His life is stronger than death. When the storms come, and they will come, turn your thoughts to Christ, His death, and His love. Choose to follow Jesus no matter what is happening or how you feel. Here are some things to ponder during your personal meditation and prayer time and for the rest of the day. When do you have an attitude problem? How can you focus more on Christ every day and throughout the day? We're grateful you joined us for Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. Tune in every Monday through Friday for more encouraging insights and discussions about the sacred writings of God. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.